Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
If your life was on the line and you needed one quarterback to win the game for you at the end, and I gave you Patrick Mahomes on one side and Josh Allen on the other, who are you taking? Be honest. Even if you hate the Chiefs, even if you hate Patrick Mahomes, in the same way that you hated Tom Brady and you hated the New England Patriots. I get it. You're tired of Kansas City. You reveled in the Chiefs' misery last year. I understand. It all makes sense. But you can't say that Mahomes is not the best.
Nick Kostos. He's been heard. Okay, great. Mike Schopier, 803-0550 is the number. You know how insufferable these quarterback ranking conversations can be. Maybe you don't think so. I don't hate Kansas City. I go as hard as I possibly can to avoid listening to that. No matter which side somebody's on, it just rots my brain. You know how insufferable it can be. But in the real world, Allen does have to live with that until he wins. Maybe he has to win too. I don't know. I would say Peyton Manning got that kind of legacy off his back when he won the second one with Denver, maybe if not the first one with Indianapolis. At least the first one gets you free and clear from never done it. But you win two. How much can be said about your inability to win championships? I think Peyton Manning decidedly was the best quarterback to ever play. And, you know, if you don't win Super Bowls, you don't have, here's Nick making a point, in a vacuum. Who else is on the team, Nick? Who are we playing against? I mean, he wouldn't care because it's an easy scoreboard call. Mahomes has three, and he's been to five, right? And Allen has yet to go to any. But I think the greats win two. The greatest of the greats win at least two. I remember reading the late John Feinstein's book called The Majors about golf. He wrote lots of books, and I really enjoyed that. And I think maybe it's like right at the beginning of that book, if I remember right, it's about how lots of relatively anonymous golfers have won a major. But maybe it's like within the ropes, the thinking is like, you got to win two, then you're special. I feel like that's right, that there's some merit to that. Well, as far as Allen is concerned, let's get one. And Jackson, and Burrow, and Prescott, and whoever else, Brock Purdy, whoever else needs to be included in that. Great, good to great quarterbacks. I mean, Purdy's not great, I don't think, but he's good. You know, guys that have come close. All the legacy talk, it'll never change. It's what gets sports talk through the summer, I guess, is, you know what? Let's just rank some stuff. I'm not above it. We rank stuff. We just did reverse AFC power rankings today. I can't claim that I'm too good for it. We did it. Here's Larry next. Hi, Larry.
Mike, I don't know how anyone could be excited about Joe Brady. And I'm not just trying to be overly negative, but this offseason has been so uninspiring. We're really going to hang our head on C.J. Gardner-Johnson at safety. He's going to be off the team by probably week 8. Bradley Chubb is going to be hurt by week 4. DJ Moore is a fine player. I'm not trying to diss him, but I'm not excited about that signing at all. I mean, really, I think the best we got to hope for is that Skylar Bell is incredible. And the thing that really upset me about Brady, and I get that this is just coach speak, but doubling down, tripling down on Keon. Dude, how out of touch are you with the fan base? Keon, like you said last segment, is an afterthought right now. And Joe Brady's talking about how he's got high hopes for him and this, you know, is going to be a good offseason. They said the same thing last offseason. Last year was a complete disaster. I just cannot believe the inattentiveness to the roster, particularly the receiver room, that Bean keeps showing. And I can't get excited about Brady, no way.
Okay, well, the Coleman point definitely is, I can't say definitely, like he doesn't mean it. It's, of course, what a coach would say. It's not, we learned... In this, on the same player's example, we learned, I guess, it's not necessarily what the owner would say. That was what really was incredible, was when Terry Pegula jumped in on Bean at the press conference that time and said, listen, it was the coach's idea. Like, what a terrible instinct that was. Who are you making to look good by saying that? You know, you've cut Bean's legs out. Like, he doesn't even get to pick the players in that case. You know, you're embarrassing a player on who was still on your own team. I don't know. Like, that was just such a terrible instinct. As much as I want, whenever I sort of make the call for more honesty in these press conferences, often a fan will come back at me with like, well,
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
What do you expect them to say? Like, I know, but it doesn't mean I can't want it. I mean, I think there are ways, as a professional communicator, I'm going to say, I think there are ways you can do that diplomatically if you're smart enough and figure out how not to embarrass anybody, but also kind of be real. And Bean happens to be somebody that does impress me in that way, but that's not what you called about. Your bottom line is, how can you be excited about Brady? What's the answer to that? How? Well, they've had a high-ranking offense. They've won tons of games, and he's been the play caller. So I guess that's how you could do it. The thing about, I haven't thought about this in a long time, but the thing about the choice of Brady that was really, I would say, kind of weird is that McDermott was fired in the name of change, and then you promoted from within. That really doesn't wash, you know? Like, what if you want change, then go get it. And it was perfectly reasonable to want that. These things do run their course. The playoff wall, or however Pegula put it, when they talked about McDermott being let go. I mean, that happens in sports. And each year, naturally, each year that goes by, when you fall short, more people are ready for it. And 9 years, all those playoff close calls and losses, now you're losing to Bo Nix. Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't think it was incredible that they made a coaching change, but they did it in the name of change. Like, this has, it's time. It's been long enough. We've been close but lost. And you promoted your offensive coordinator, and for that matter, you promoted your GM. Well, I don't know. That seems a little bit like throwing stuff at the wall. And hiring Brady was easier. There are certain moments over the years where big news drops and you remember where you were. I mean, of course, like big news, that's easy. You don't even have to think about it. Whatever, I don't know, natural disasters or, you know, something on a much higher level. But I can remember where I was in my car. I was in Canada. Maybe I was working that day or maybe I was off, but it was like around noon. I think it was probably, I don't know, doesn't matter. It was around noon. And, oh yeah, I think I was going to Toronto. Anyway, noon on a given day, it's announced that the Bills have hired Joe Brady. And I couldn't believe it. I think we were all sort of led to believe that they were going to go outside, that was the reason for the change. It was there was a guy in Jacksonville. There was a guy with the Rams, younger offensive assistants who were in the conversation. Then there were some older retread types that we heard about. But I don't know. Like, to me, it was never going to be Brady because of what the original move was described as. And then it was. So I don't think it's impossible to be optimistic for him. And, you know, Bulldog often says, and he's not here to say it, but I'll try to represent him, what we don't know about Brady yet. Nobody knows this. The Bills don't know this. He's never been a head coach, right? So what we don't know about him is his touch with players. Can he avoid the potholes with the media and, you know, any sort of internal stuff that can distract a coach or can become a problem from within? And that's really, I mean, he's young. He's been at it for long enough where he's done tons of press conferences. I mean, he's not brand new to that, but he's never been the leader. And now he's going to have to take questions on, like, why the Bills can't get sacks or how they've dipped to 20th in pass coverage or something like that. And, you know, it's not, it doesn't define a coach and their ability to do the job, but it's almost the best we've got, listening to his explanations for things and trying to figure out how good a handle he has on the operation and whether it's good enough. I think you can be optimistic. I thought it was weird, and it's not what I would have done. I mean, I think if you have Allen, I mean, most 95% of people would say the same thing. If you have Allen, you're going to be fine. If he's healthy, you're going to be fine. So it could have been someone else. It isn't someone else, and it's Brady, and that means still I think they're probably going to be fine. But it's in the key moments against the best teams in the playoffs when the pressure is at its greatest, can you come up with the goods? And that's Allen, too. He's not absolved from any sort of role in that. I mean, he's the quarterback. But can the coach come up with the play call, the idea? And that is what the Bills have not been able to do. Not every one of these playoff losses have they had five turnovers. But in those key moments, Allen included, they've just not executed. I think Allen is the one to blame for the end of the game they lost to Kansas City at home in the playoffs. Because as I've said then and I've always thought, he just didn't make the right decision on that second down play where he had Diggs crossing underneath. And instead he went to the end zone, it didn't hit. Third down, didn't hit. Pass pressure, and then they missed the field goal and lost. That's one where I think, not to rehash this and try to get everybody back to remember every detail from that, but the clock was really their friend, they didn't use it. They just wasted it and ended up missing the kick, which I'm sure they were not planning on. Still, so I think Allen's a part of that. Coaching is a part of that. Even the head coach, I mean, 13 seconds quintessentially, is a part of that. Will they get that right this time? It's not like they can't. But to keep it the same up top when you made the coaching change for change's sake, just really didn't line up great, I think. Been a long time since I've thought about that. But, you know, time to brush up. We can't just talk about World Cup for very much longer. It's almost over. There's only two games left. Well, technically three. They do have a third place game. So France, you can't go home yet. France gets tomorrow's loser. I think in, dare I say it, Foxborough. Not Boston, but I think that's where the third place game, the final's in New York. Oh, wait, sorry, New Jersey. Is anything really to be believed anymore? There is a third place game, so there's three games left. Tomorrow, England, Argentina, winner gets Spain. Spain beat France today 2-0. 803-0550. Thank you, Larry. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. You are listening to WGR.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.